Hello, everybody. This is Frank, Iron Age News, and on the South Florida Conservative, Tuesday, January 24th. I'm going to talk a little bit about a follow-up to the beginnings of the riots that will occur in Atlanta, about a little bit about Antifa, a little bit about how smart these guys actually have been in the past, and what to expect for the rest of the year going into the 2024 election as well. The organization, as we mentioned, and I didn't mention it at that point because I didn't know it. I won't say I know everything. The Cop City area that they called it in Atlanta, which is where they were going to build the new law enforcement academy or what have you, spy plane, had been infested with protesters for quite some time, majority of which out of state, or as we would like to call foreign fighters, who have come into the Georgia area and Atlanta area to cause havoc. They had declared that, unbeknownst to me, but beknownst to some other people, as the autonomous zone. So in their mind, they were seizing the property from the government slash police force. When I mentioned this was being done as a clear bullshit tactic to work on the defund the police angle, it was indeed. I just did not know that they had called it a autonomous zone. Like you're 10 years old and that's, you know, it's my space and you can't stand in it or whatever. So that led to the shooting of a Georgia State trooper and the retaliatory gun battle. The shooter was killed. They then took it upon themselves, the Antifa people, to go into town. They didn't do it there because they had already been routed. Explosives were found. I don't know what the secondary and tertiary reports are going to tell you. Explosives were found. Now, once again, was this to make IEDs to mine the property? Was it to be used later on, as in the case of the famous burning police car, which initial reports had put down as an explosive device, later put down as it was caught on fire somehow? So we have that aspect. There's also contradiction in the news now, whereas eyewitnesses had said that these people got out of the back of U-Haul trucks with those glass-breaking hammers and had gone to town on things. That's how they're so mobile. They don't own anything, but they seem to have access to those. Short fact, I believe during the last big storm, a number of U-Haul trucks went missing. And these could be those U-Haul trucks. You're not going to want to rent one, right, and go out and do this stuff. So these could indeed be those stolen trucks or trucks of a similar nature. I mean, these go for sale all the time. Needless to the fact, the police stepped in, arrested X amount of these people, holding them on, or what is it, urban terrorism or something? Terrorism is terrorism. They shouldn't be getting a pass because they're doing it in our country. This is a terrorist act to destabilize the United States government. And they are Antifa, and Antifa should have been declared a terrorist organization a while back. But at that point, they were doing the bidding, and they still are doing the bidding of the socialist Democrats. And this is where it becomes problematic. Here's a story that I can tell you personally, because I was there. And I'll give you what I know. You can look up the rest and try to put the two together. So years ago, Occupy Wall Street, right? And I'll give you the date on it because I was like, wow, was that long ago, right? So they're putting it down as September 2011, okay, is when Occupy Wall Street physically occurred. Now, it occurred in a number of cities. I did not go to the New York one. I went to the one in Philadelphia, okay, to see what it was all about, because prior to that, I had been turned on to a couple of different people's, you know, I felt that the U.S. financial market was indeed being manipulated to a point that was dangerous to the citizens of the United States. It's not make me a communist. I worried about that. I did not like the over commercialization of everything. Everything you had to buy. Look at TikTok. Look at guys that, you know, look at what people will do for money. And gleefully do for money these days. Gleefully do it. Shit you would have had to force somebody to do at gunpoint, they will now do. Go to a channel called No Jumper and look at the degradation of human beings. That guy should get shot in the freaking head. Well, I can't say that. He should be sternly disciplined, and everybody that comes on his show should be sternly disciplined. That culture that they push is kind of vile, you know, kind of vile. But, you know, what am I to do? I'm not a player. So there you have it. But prior to this 2011, I'm guessing about a couple years back, I don't remember when they actually say they started, there was a magazine that had come out and it was around the area. I knew a lot of guys. I'd done stuff with independent magazines, you know, when I was younger. So you always kept an eye on what they called the zine scene, you know, apostrophe Z-I-N-E. So there was a lot of that, and then there, you knew people who were in that, who were artists, who were, you know, things of that nature, some musicians. Philadelphia had a pretty good scene that way. And a guy had turned me onto this magazine called Adbusters. And Adbusters was very, you know, punk rock, the interior, not so many stories, but blurbs and things. You can go out and buy a couple of them if you so desire, but only get the ones around the time of Occupy. And now the newer one. Comes out of Canada, and they have a nice little whatever here, and they were anti-consumerism. So for Black Friday, they have like Don't Buy Anything Friday or stuff like that. Don't Buy Anything Thursday, shit like that. You know, at Christmas, don't buy a lot of Christmas gifts. Don't do this, don't do that, because you're basically, that was commercialism. My problem was it was all shit that was being made out of the country in the first place. So why are we spending so much money buying shit that's not made in this country? It didn't make sense. So a lot of people, other than who I'm assuming at this point, Marxist, Leninist slash anarchists, okay, who were the ones, quote unquote, publishing the magazine, probably with tacit approval and or some type of help from foreign operatives, I'm assuming Soviet Union. Okay. At that point, it would have been Russia still. But the fact of the matter is these people were attached with a philosophy that went way to the extreme from just being anti-consumerism or anti-commercialism does not make you a communist or an anarchist or an anarcho-communist or whatever bullshit you think you are. So Adbusters was out there doing these little things because this is how you get people to become terrorists, like what we are just having now, right? Start them out with something little. Don't buy stuff on a Thursday. Don't do whatever. And then you feel good about it for a little bit. And I feel good. I mean, I still do it. I don't buy a lot of Christmas. We never were big Christmas in my family because it's toys and stuff and it's a misrepresentation. I'm a shit person all year, but I'll buy you a $10,000 gift, right? Doesn't wash. Doesn't wash if you really are looking at things from a family point of view. I'd rather get nothing. If you're going to be a shit person all year, don't get me something at the end of the year. Just, you know, you're a fucking shit person. Or birthdays or Valentine's or whatever, you know, it's all the same kind of thing, man. You know, can a gift make up for you being whatever? It can't. Some people will make it that way, and that's the problem with the country. It's got a problem with the world. So this magazine, Adbusters, and I'm sure there were other ones, but this was the most prominent because it was the best looking, got itself into like a lot of, you know, like not supermarkets, but you know, those kind of places that they have now, like a Sprouts or a Whole Foods, they would be in the magazine racks there and people would look at it and it's like, oh, this is pretty cool. And then you see some other stuff in there that you're like, ah, it's bullshit, right? But eventually it got to the point where we were having these financial crises. This is during the Obama administration. And nobody went out of their way to play racial politics and to separate the American people like Barack Obama. So it's like they were given the high sign to move forward. So they went from what they were on to the issues with the financial market, which were obvious. And the financial people really didn't get in any kind of trouble. In fact, they were bailed out by the federal government, never to repay it, right? So that's when this Occupy Wall Street stuff comes up. A lot of this had been grown out of the Adbuster magazine, other people taking it and running with it. I've given them credit because they were always there, you know, always out there. If this is a husband and wife or whoever the fuck it's supposed to be operating out of somewhere, how, you know, you had an incredible publishing budget. because this is a years thing, and it's still moving on, right? And still moves on, and somehow they still make money on it. They say they don't make any money, but how could you just publish something like this and not have a job? This is a job to put it on. When you see the magazine, you'll see where I'm coming from. So you can analyze it yourself and see where I'm going. So if you saw the ones around time of Occupy, you know, then they were the ones that said on such and such a date, go to New York or go to wherever, and we're going to occupy Wall Street. We're going to stand there and we're going to, you know, make our statements known that we don't believe in the financial situation. And when you're talking about financial situation or economic inequality, it would be the fact that banking was just doing what the fuck it wanted to do when it wanted to do it. And, you know, the truth be damned, okay? Pretty much. By now, you've all seen The Big Short or that other, you know, there was a few films that were put out on different things that happened during the crash, the housing market crash, and shows you how grossly irresponsible these people were. So this forms up. The one in New York was in a place called Zuccotti Park, right? And when it first came out, and if you want to go and look at the different things, in fact, the funny thing is this made Tim Pool who he is today. Tim Pool went out and reported on the scene because he had the money and the wherewithal back then when nobody else had any of the shit. So if you saw the original setups of these places, now I saw pictures of Zuccotti. I was not there. I walked through the one in Philadelphia, which was around the City Hall. City Hall is like an island in between Market and Broad Streets. Market and Broad Streets come together in the center. There's an island, that's City Hall. They occupied the land around that and put in what they were putting in. Now, the thing was, when the initial people came, and this is where you saw what was happening as it happened. Nothing worse than being part of this. And it was a twofold event for the anarcho-communists or whoever it is that was really behind this. So they pushed these people together. So you had a lot of people who had not, I'd say, competing ideas, because when I was speaking to people, I spoke to some people that, you know, were from Drexel who had been in financing, and, you know, some Penn people, you know, there were a number of real college degrees there at the beginning. And they said, you know, it's totally irresponsible. And they're going down the list of stuff about how the banks were doing this and the banks were doing that. You have them. Then you had the other people, which were not quite sure, but they knew banks were bad. And that went down the list and down the list, okay? So they formed like a forum where anybody could come in and speak about different things. And sometimes the news people would come in, videotape it. But a lot of it had to do with the management of the actual facility, because they considered that was their like Freedom Park kind of thing. So in that facility at the beginning, I don't know what happened in New York. I can tell you what doesn't happen these days with it. They had a library, okay? They had a Wi-Fi area that you could use, which was for citizen journalist types, like a Tim Pool type guy. Area for that, like a news section. It was set up like a little city. Unfortunately, looking back on it, it reminded you kind of the Bonus Army setting up around Washington. So you knew, you know, they were sitting there saying that, look, we're legitimate. We're not a bunch of hobos. We have ideas. They're not being heard. All right. And this exclusively at that time was about banking. It was about finance. Okay. They'll say it's, I'm looking at the Occupy's Wikipedia as we go, and it says economic inequality, influence of money in politics. That was true. Economic inequality wasn't so much. It's missing the whole thing about finance. Here we go. Well, that's somebody lying about something else. But the idea was that we would restructure the banking system, removing the Fed. You know, you've heard these things before. That's not being mentioned here because history is written by the winners. Okay. So as this went on, the Philadelphia police cordoned off the area. They allowed the homeless to go in there, okay? the people that were still, I'll say, wholesome protesters, protesting in the manner of the 1920s, okay? We're feeding them with what they could. We had fundraisers, you know, food fundraisers. Bands would play place, and you'd bring food. And then the food would be dropped off at the facility around City Hall, and they'd be cooking it up, and whatever they had to do, they did it because we were all in it together. That was the idea, was that they were all in it together, but in a good way, not in a socialist collective fucking way, okay? You're trying to be legitimate when you're talking to the guy with the guns. And they were trying to keep the perspective with the news media, one that was positive and educated. That's when it all started to change. The people that Adbusters wanted there were the black shirts, the black and reds, the anarchists. They would call themselves the anarchists, but what were they really? They were so hardcore socialists. And they started to show up in greater and greater numbers. They would break up these like camp events, you know, just be like, nah, let's mix it up. Let's mix it up. Their whole thing, if you talk to people who had been there that were there early and left, was that the blacks shirts, not the black people, the black, I'll just say they're whatever they call themselves, right? But the black shirts, they just wanted to go at it with the cops. That was their whole thing. They wanted to go out with the cops. They wanted to tear it all down. Sound familiar? Right. So eventually they ran most of the intelligent people, and I mean intelligent people, to an extent of the fellows who were the ringleaders of the anarchists, the black shirts. They're not stupid. They're also not dumb enough to get into the front lines where they're going to get fucked up. They sit in the shadows and they call the shots, right? Met a couple of them, came into a bar down off Lehigh Avenue, running their mouths, hoping that the police would shoot one of their people. All right, because we threw them out of the place and they were like, well, we're going to come out. You do what you got to do, right? And because they're shitbags. This is the level of person that is running their show. We will sacrifice as many people as we have to, as long as it's not me, okay? Never do their own killing. So they infiltrated until there were enough of them to be open. They took control of the Philadelphia operation. I'm assuming the same thing happened in New York, and it degenerated. Two things were accomplished by this, and I will credit the people behind Adbusters for both of them, because Adbusters already knew who they were bringing. They needed to bring this second group of idealists. I'll say they were idealists, okay? The college educated that had, you know, guys like, well, you know, we have this document, that document, the Mises Institute people. It was all kinds of people at these things. It wasn't just a bunch of guys saying, you know, whatever, anti-Semitic shit. It was far from that in the first couple of weeks. Then they got out of control. There were at least, I think, two rapes at the one in Philadelphia of some young girls that shouldn't have fucking been there in the first place, because they had no more people policing it. Once the people that had some kind of sense started to leave, the security cohesion and everything of these facilities went into the fucking toilet. You're going to probably find the same stories occurring out there where they had the one in Seattle or whatever it was, because it was big and it's dark and things can happen. And a lot of times it's the people that you bring with you, because certain group of people need to have a certain other group of people with them to do their bidding. And that's how it was going. So the Adbusters people, we'll say the anarcho-communists, right, were able to, A, hijack an existing organization, which would have been the Occupy movement, hijack it completely for their ideological principles. Not only remove these other idealists, but make it where they were like, fuck this, it's never going to get better. And I had seen one or two on the street a few years ago, and I was like, you know, oh man, you know, that was so, and they're like, I don't even fucking care anymore, you know. And some of them went out of their way and still tried to do stuff later on, but the stink of these freaking anarchists, communist pieces of garbage stuck to the movement, you know, and nobody wanted to hear about financial reform. Like, were you involved in that group? And these guys are like, look, you know, you really don't worry about what group I belong to. You shouldn't be bailing out companies that do fraudulent. No. Fuck you, communists. Right? I mean, and the guy's like, look, we really don't need the Federal Reserve. No. Fuck you, communists. So they were able to discredit and disenfranchise one of these similar aged groups that would have been able to obstruct their bullshit. So it was a brilliant move on whoever came up with it. Okay? Brilliant move. You can go back and look at the rest of the history of this thing. That's fine. I can only tell you what I saw in the couple of weeks that I was around it. And then I'd gone to one of the other events that was done by the people who were still trying to salvage the fiscal responsibility issue. All anybody really wanted was the banks to calm it down, all the organizations that went out and bankrupted America to be punished, not rewarded. And if we were going to do that, then the Congress people who voted for it, they were to be punished. And that would have had to be, you know, at that point, you know, you're talking about 2011. You didn't have the immediate, you had internet, but you didn't have internet like now, right? So you would have had the list. There would have been posting of lists of Congress people that had agreed to the bailout. Just let that go. There's nothing I can do about it. Business. Fuck that. So anyway, I get a little upset because, I mean, I watched a lot of really good quality people who not only had that whole thing crushed for them, but probably took their interest in the political world out of their life. They're like, I'm not going to go back and, you know, run for dog catcher after I see what idiocy's out there. Okay. So what can I tell you? I mean, that was the big thing for me was when you look back on it, because I just thought about it last night after I did the video here on Atlanta. And I said, you know, these guys were so goddamn smart. There's no way it's these two or three idiots in Canada. So it turned out if you looked at their stuff, the majority of things that they were picking up from were Europe. So it was probably somebody who had their hand in over at Soviet intelligence originally, found itself into something similar to Red Army faction. And people don't understand Red Army faction enough. You know, the Bader-Meinhof gang, things like that. You really have to see that was a precursor to what we're dealing with here. And by allowing them to, once again, be protected by a political organization like the Democratic Party, when the time comes that they decide to go full on violence, they've already done it now, all right? That guy was a made member of their organization shooting that cop. When will the police learn? When will the attorney general learn, right? When are they going to learn that they are dealing with terrorists who do not care about them as individuals, not care about them as law enforcement agents? You know, they want you dead, man. They're going to get around to us at some point, but they're going to go through you guys first. And anybody who helps them to facilitate it is okay for now. You're safe for now. The Democrats obviously didn't learn the real truth in Weimar, which was you don't let the brown shirts get loose. Right? You don't let that happen. You don't embolden groups like this. You don't allow them to have weapons that they shouldn't have. You don't allow them to go to Mexico and train with people down there. You know, there's going to be something coming up, I think, very soon, depending on who we catch next, that we have had these fifth columnists or whatever the hell they call them, these communist terrorists, have been into South America, have gone into Europe and then down into North Africa and have gotten training there. The bomb making is the big scare. Because once you learn how to make bombs and make them consistently where they can be operated, you're going to have problems. Imagine if this was the case in this Atlanta thing. Imagine if they had been able to mine that facility, right? These are going to be non-metallic IEDs. Now, we had that in Colombia because they had run out of the regular ones and they were making wood box landmines, right? So the landmine detectors don't pick them up so well. Arms and legs are coming off of people. These guys are the type that would sit home and jerk themselves off till they were unconscious if they saw them dragging three or four armless, legless, headless guys out of that woods. Because that would effectively make it a no-go zone. You know, it's a 60-acre property. Could you imagine trying to demine a 60-acre property? All of you bomb squatters out there, how much money that would cost? They are going to be able to effectively no-go zone whatever they want. That's why landmines work. That's how minefields work. They can effectively start to cut off certain sections of the country to you because we won't want to put the money out to demine it. And they're not going to care because theoretically they should be making marks of where they put the mines. But you're not going to fucking do that, right? Because they're third worlders, half their troops. So it's very disturbing to see this go on, long and short of it. I don't see how it's going to get any better when you have the heads of law enforcement working for socialism. Socialist law enforcement is not going to stop these guys. They're going to wait for the Proud Boys or those other freaking goofy groups to come out in the street. And they're going to say, there's where those Nazis have been hiding. And they're going to shackle them all up and give them 25 to life, right? Guys who are out there protecting the police, theoretically, or doing whatever. Let alone if this is in Tejas and one of these other open carry states and you have a rolling gun battle with a bunch of guys that are armed to the teeth. Gets bad quick, but it also allows the socialists to go with martial law in a lot of places. Martial law doesn't allow for open and equitable voting. If you noticed, all this shit started out after they started realizing that Joe Biden had documents in his house. Easy enough to get this stuff rolling, especially in a place like Atlanta. Philadelphia, I expect you'll see something like that as well. East Coast, there were a few cities that these terrorists really owned. So you look back on your list of all the cities that were totally trashed by terrorism in 2020 and realize you guys are all on the mark for this summer. They fight like tribal people fight. They have to be able to move. They have to be able to live outdoors or live in homeless shelters. They do a lot of that kind of stuff. You know, they do have a structure, regardless of what these other guys tell you. There is a structure to this. Look at that magazine. You'll start to see things in there. These are generic marching orders. You're talking about cutouts and cutouts and cutouts. So whoever was the original people working this crew knew what the hell they were doing. It wasn't a bunch of people that just said, I don't like Western civilization. It's not about America. It's about Western civilization. You want to bring it down. And you have nothing to bring back after the fact. And you know how you can tell? Remember they had that bullshit thing called the Chaz or whatever it was called out there? Had that fucking garden, right? I was supposed to do all this stuff, People's Garden. That is because they've had to mix their Marxisms. And what occurs in that group, and they're the more virulent ones that you have to watch for, they embrace a form of Marxism that was best exemplified in Cambodia by the Khmer Rouge, which was all capitalism has done and all technology has done is enslave us. So we must destroy it all and become an agrarian society so that everybody can live equally. They have a convergent mindset with the world planner guys because the world planner guys don't want a lot of people left on Earth. And to have an agrarian society at this point that doesn't use technology, you can't have a lot of people left on Earth. So this is when you see a convergent series of interests. That's why I said you can't just pull a curtain aside and point at that guy and say, that son of a bitch is interested in dominating the world. There's other groups out there, and one group will facilitate the other group and vice versa as it goes along. Because they're all thinking, well, the joke's on you, motherfucker. because at the end of the day, we're going to pull the knife out and we're going to do you in, which is what the Islamists are going to say out of Iran, which is what the Davos guys, if you believe they're doing, you know, they're pains in the ass. Those guys, that's what they think. Antifa, that's what they think in the United States. Their offshoots in other countries under different names, that's what they think. That's why we have a problem. If you looked at what the Khmer Rouge did at the level of atrocity, and you think these people are thinking that way, you had best up your game. The intelligence gathering abilities of any United States police force is usually limited to the ex-girlfriend. If you don't have an ex-girlfriend who's giving you up like 75% of cases, and you police out there, you can tell me I'm wrong, because you never know. Maybe I'm going to have an open mic for you guys, because you guys need it. You're going to be the boxing whatever again. You're going to be the fucking punching bag. I'm sorry. You're going to be the punching bag for another 2 years. How do you think you're going to make out on that? Especially since the one girl who was giving out all the ass has been fired, right? I had to bring that one up. So, yeah, there's a lot going on with this. And to think it's just these dumb people. And even Tucker Carlson, somebody sent it to me. There's a guy on there who says, I'm an independent journalist. No, he's not. You know, no, he's not. If we tracked him back 5 years, his divergence into socialism is right there. You know, he's not that old, so it had to happen earlier on. Because to go out and say, I'm going to defend murderers, you have to be indoctrinated pretty early or for an extended time period. Let's put it that way. But that has been the problem. Red Army Faction, check it out, guys. You're missing out. Weather Underground, check it out. You're missing out. Red Army and Bader Meinhof, same. There was a couple other ones, Black Friday or Black Sunday or some bullshit. But they were more on the business side of things. That was, you know, then you get into guys like Carlos the Jackal, who's terrorism for cash. We're going to have those guys again, you know, because I want to do it. I want to do it. I want to do it. But I don't have the balls. I go hire Carlos Jr., right? And he does it for me. Much the same as people have hired the Blackwaters, the Executive Outcomes, Triple Canopy, KBR, things like that, ATAC, SHIELD, all these military contractors. Likewise, there are a similar amount of groups of terrorists that'll do the job for you. You just have to know where to find them. And these guys know where to find them. Okay? That's what I'm saying. They've been doing cross-training. They said, where have they been since 2020? They've been cross-training. They've been out of the country, or they've been up in the woods, they've been somewhere, and somebody is indoctrinating them further and giving them access, like I said, to weapons technologies and things like that. They're not going to want to shoot it out. You know, that was what was odd with this, is because they sort of no other choice, because I guess the bomb plant hadn't get built yet. But the fact of the matter is, they'll assassinate you, but they're not going to want to, like I said, rolling gun battle with law enforcement. That's their issue. You know, at this point, why the states in general don't have a joint task force with at least one representative pushing intelligence back and forth between states that are either in trouble with Antifa, or we know that are corridor states, you know, things like that. There was a number of tactics that could have been used in some cities that just, they didn't fucking do it. You know, because the mayor or the chief of police was a Democrat, and they said, these people aren't our problem. There's a bunch of Nazis out in Lebanon, Pennsylvania somewhere. We got to go get them. They're milking cows in an incorrect manner, you know? And they were like, yeah, well, why not? Because it saves me from having to look like an asshole when I can't stop these guys. It's all about covering your ass, you know? It boggles the mind. Boggles the mind that we are going to go down the tubes in general because of these kind of people. Most of them, like I said, aren't the guys that are like, yay, you know, yay, socialism, we're getting it. They're like, I'll just hire a bunch of assholes who are afraid of losing their job because they've never made this much money before. And they're just going to do what they do. Like I said, that's why you don't need a central command for this. It's human nature. You know, you'll see these people in the news down here. You're like, how in the world did that guy get that political job? And then you're like, oh, that's right. Because if he just acts his own, or she just acts like she normally does, or he does, then socialism is served. Right. So what can I tell you? So that's about, that's the start of it all. But look at that, because it's coming back. It's going to come back stronger. Those of you who don't live in a state like Florida, and we're not immune. Don't think we're immune. It's just that the penalty is there. Doesn't mean they can't do it. In fact, they would like to do it here just to rub our noses in it, to show that they're not afraid of our freaking tin pot, tin shield, whatever, freaking police and governor. Guarantee you someone's like, man, I'd go down and blow that Disney World up. Except the Disney World is on their side, right? So I guess they'd have to go after SeaWorld, because SeaWorld, I don't think anybody even goes there anymore. Busch Gardens. Cypress Gardens. So that's about it. And it's, what is it today, Tuesday? Enjoy your Tuesday. And there's some other stuff coming up, and I will talk to you later on. Bye-bye.